Lesson 8.3, page 80, exercises 1B and 1C.
Andrea, hi.
Hi, just a sec.
Hi.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Definitely.
Looks pretty intense in there. Is that the think tank you were telling me about?
Yeah, we're working on a new app.
Cool, tell me about it. Oh, if that's okay. I mean, if it isn't a big secret or anything.
No, it's okay. Basically, it's an app that enables users to block distractions. You know, text messages, push notifications, websites, social media, whatever distracts you.
Wow, I could use that at work. I want to keep my phone near me, but I get distracted by it all the time and don't get anything done.
Well, that's the whole point of this new app. We felt like there'd be a lot of demand for it. It's called Focus. The bottom line is, with this app, you can stay focused and work more efficiently.
So how does it work?
It's pretty simple, but the user has to exert a little self-control, too.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Well, you physically have to block the sites that distract you the most. That's how it works. You have to decide what to block. For example, if you really want to stay away from Twitter first thing in the morning, you can set up a block from 8 to 9 a.m. So then you know that Twitter won't distract you during that time.
Oh, okay. I get it.
What the app also offers is a way to allocate a maximum amount of time per day to a particular site. So, for example, you've set a maximum of 1 hour on Facebook, and after that you can't log on.
Okay, but what if a time limit or a short block isn't enough? What if you, like, really can't trust yourself for the whole day?
Oh, then you create a blacklist of sites or tools that distract you the most. This feature makes sure those are in off mode for the time period you set.
Ah, but I still set it, right?
Oh, yeah. Our goal is to make this as customizable as possible, so you can block things a little or a lot. We're aiming to give users all the flexibility they could possibly want.
And if I still find it too distracting?
Then you can go into locked mode, where you can block the entire internet at the flick of a switch. It basically turns your devices into something straight out of 1994. And you have to turn off the whole device in order to get back online, so that makes it a pain to get to your distractions. As far as I know, no other app on the market offers a feature like this.
So who would you say this app is aimed at, Andrea?
It's for everyone, really, but especially for people who work remotely and students who need to be more disciplined about managing distractions. If you're in an office with a boss looking over your shoulder, you can't sneak peeks at social media. But remote workers have to control themselves. This is a great opportunity to remove that temptation and stay focused.
Can the app tell me what my biggest distractions are? I'm not even sure I would block the right things.
Oh, we're working on an algorithm that will be able to identify the sites that most distract you and lock those down automatically during a set time frame. That's going to be included in the next iteration of the Focus app. So if you're a serious procrastinator, you won't want to miss out on this great product.
That's fascinating, Andrea. So what's the app's main aim, would you say? Give me the pitch.
It's very simple. We're all about keeping you on track at all times. With the Focus app, you'll never go off the rails.
Sold! I'll be your first customer.
Thanks.